We're on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, one line before the lines get wide. It says Kiyasa Ula. Okay, the Gemara was discussing before. This whole Indian is other before Nissan. Does it have 30 days? Does it have 29 days? And the Gemara refuted it. That it's not, one opinion said it's always missing. The Gemara says Lav Dafke. The Gemara refuted it. Then the Gemara says now, Kiyasa Ula, Bachal, the Gemara said that from the days of Ezra, they never made Elul into an extra day. You know, Elul was always 29 days from the days of Ezra. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Kiyasa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, Amr, he said, Avrula Elul. They made Elul a leap year. Mm-hmm. I mean leap month. That means instead of 29 days, it's 30 days. So the Gemara says, Amr, Ula said, Yadib b'chavroim b'avloi, do the people in Babel, do our friends in Babel know, tivusa avdinim b'adayu, what favor we did for them by making it an extra day? They made Elul 30 days instead of 29 days. That's what Ula said. And Ula says to the people in Babel, you guys know what favor we did for you by doing what we did? So the Gemara says, oh, what's the favor? So Ula Amar Ula says, mishum yarka, in order to separate Shabbos from Yom Tif, as far as the vegetables were concerned. Meaning as follows. If Yom Tif, what did they gain by this? Because let's say Rosh Hashanah would be Friday and Shabbos. And now they made it Thursday. Let's say they kept one day. Mm-hmm. Let's say, speaking of Rosh Hashanah, one day. Or Yom Kippur, or some say. Let's say if Rosh Hashanah was Friday, so then they had 2 days in a row. So then if they wanted to pick vegetables, it wouldn't be fresh. Because for the second day, Shabbos, it wouldn't be fresh. So they said, by making an extra day of Elul, we made postponed Rosh Hashanah in a way that there's a day separation between Shabbos and Yom Tov, or between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So what do we do benefit for you? That now you can pick fresh vegetables without getting them spoiled by the second day. The Vach Bar Chanina said, Mishum Messiah. It's also for the case of dead people. What does it mean? We know according to our calendar, Yom Kippur can never be Friday or Sunday. In fact, Lo Yadu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah can never be Sunday, Wednesday or Friday, okay? Mm-hmm. Two of the days is that Yom Kippur shouldn't be Friday or Sunday. Why? Because when you have, let's say, Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, so Sunday is always Yom Kippur. The day after, a week later, would be Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Now, if Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if Rosh Hashanah would be, let's say, Wednesday. Let's say Rosh Hashanah would be Wednesday. So then Rosh Hashanah would be Wednesday and Thursday. The next week, Yom Kippur would be Friday. So you're going straight from Friday into Shabbos. From Yom Kippur into Shabbos. Or if Rosh Hashanah would be Friday, so then Rosh Hashanah would be Friday and Shabbos, and Yom Kippur would be the following Sunday. Now, then you're going straight 2 days Shabbos in a row. Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So now the problem is, if somebody dies, you can't bury somebody on Friday. Shabbos. You can't bury somebody on Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. So if there's 2 days Shabbos in Yom Kippur, at Nishtayin Gedacht, if somebody dies, out of Shabbos or out of Yom Kippur, they're going to have to be 2 days burial without a burial. And we know, first of all, it's disrespectful to the dead body, and it's pashut not nice. So therefore, they said, we're not going to make Yom Kippur right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos. Why? Because of two opinions. One opinion, the Gemara says, because of vegetables, and one opinion says, because of dead people. So the Gemara says, my binayu, what's the difference if the reason is for vegetables or the reason is for dead bodies? What do you need the two reasons for? So the Gemara says, Ika Beinayo, the difference is as follows. Yom HaKippurim Shachol Yisachar Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, so man, the Yom HaMishum Messiah, to the opinion that says the reason you push things off is because of dead people, Ma'abrin, then you would make Elul a day later, that Yom Kippur shouldn't be Sunday. Because we don't want Shabbos and Sunday 2 days in a row. But man, the Amar Mishum Yarka, but a person that says because of the vegetables, if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, doesn't matter. Friday we don't like Yom Kippur. But Sunday won't matter. Why? He said, Lamb is kaboilu. When does a guy need the vegetables? L'urta, after Yom Kippur. He said, L'urta, tarachumaisa. So, mitzvah Yom Kippur, go pick vegetables. Meaning, if Yom Kippur is Sunday, the Gemara says, who cares? When do you need Yom Kippur? You don't need vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What are you afraid of? You're going to pick the vegetables Friday.
That you
get spoiled by Yom Kippur. When do you need the vegetables? After Yom Kippur. So after Yom Kippur, you go to your garden, cut the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the opposite way, Friday and Shabbos, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because when do you need the vegetables? Shabbos. Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, you can't pick vegetables. You're not allowed to cut things from the ground on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. So the Gemara says, what's the difference if the reason of 2 days Yom Tov, of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, is because the vegetables are dead people?
Mm-hmm.
The difference would be if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Do we extend Elul to make Yom Kippur a different day? So if y'all, the reason is because of dead people 2 days in a row anyway, we don't want people to be laying 2 days in a row. If the reason is because of vegetables, so what's, who cares? It's a Yom Kippur, you want vegetables, you go pick vegetables. So the Gemara says, oh, man, the Yom Mishim Yarka, but even according to the person that says the reason is because of vegetables, Labra Mishim Messiah, there's still a reason of the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though your main reason is vegetables, but don't you think not to have a dead body laying 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday, Friday and Shabbos, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, you can't do anything? L'cheiro, why shouldn't the guy of vegetables agree with the reason of Yom Kippur also, of the dead body? So the Gemara says, you're right. He says, we're not talking about Yom Kippur. The difference would be Yom Tif. Not Yom Kippur and Shabbos, because then everybody agrees he can't have them 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody agrees. What's the difference, though? Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Bein Melefanel, Bein Melacharel. Whether Yom Tov is Friday or Sunday. But again, we're talking about 1 day, Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael.
One
man, the Yom Mishum Yarka, the opinion says because of vegetables, Ma'abrin, then we would make Elul full to separate Yom Tov from Shabbos. Why? Because let's say Sukkot is Sunday. First day Sukkot is Sunday. And you have Shabbos and Sunday, 2 days you can't pick vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
2 days you can't pick vegetables. So that's a reason to make Elul longer to separate Shabbos from Yom Tov. But, man, the Yom Mishum, the Messiah, but according to the other opinion it says, because of dead people, it's not a problem. Efshir b'mamaya. A guy could bury the person.
Yeah, I heard that.
A guy could bury the... No, Yom Kippur and Shabbos not.
No.
Yom Tif, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Gemara says a very simple reason. What the argument is, if the difference between if the reason is for vegetables or the reason is for the dead person is a very simple... Not by Sukkot or by Rosh Hashanah, for that matter. Not as far as Yom Kippur goes. Everybody says Yom Kippur cannot be Friday or Sunday because LaPerl, everybody says you have a problem with the dead person.
Yeah.
So therefore it's interesting, according to the Gemara so far, that the main reason why Shabbos can't, why Yom Kippur can be Friday or Sunday is not so much vegetables. Because vegetables go pick Sunday night.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a problem. The main reason why Yom Kippur cannot be either Friday or Sunday is because we don't want a dead body to lay over. But if we're talking about a regular Yom Tov, let's say Sukkot, Shabbos and Sunday, then it would be a problem. If y'all the reason for vegetables to be fresh, Yom Tov, you need to eat fresh vegetables. It's not Yom Kippur where you're not allowed to eat. You have to eat. Your Sukkot, you have to eat. So you need fresh vegetables. You can't pick vegetables for 2 days. You have to pick it Friday. By the time you're going to need it on Sunday, it's going to be withered and dried up. But so therefore, there's a problem. But if the reason is because of deceased people, dead people, it's not a problem. You can bury them through a guy. Because
mm-hmm.
Yom Tov, and it's interesting, in Eretz Yisrael, first day Yom Tov,
mm-hmm.
you could, and they don't do it today either. But according to Halacha, the first day Yom Tov, you can bury through a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Second day Yom Tov, even through a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Today they don't do it, because according to Halacha, the only ones that are mamish able to be mechal Yom Tov, and mamish the people doing the actual burial.
Mm-hmm.
No family, no relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Today in America, everybody would drive, and everybody would be such chil yom tif, so that everybody paskins, you don't make levayas on the second day. But the Rebbe, when I mentioned this in the past, the Rebbe once spoke in a sikha, it's interesting because the Baal Shem Tov passed away the first day of Shavuos.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Halacha, if somebody passes away the first day of Shavuos, he's buried with a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buried with a guy. So the Rebbe said that the Tapela wanted to say that the Baal Shem Tov was buried through a goy. So the Rebbe said it could be who covered a satsmi. Like it says by Meisha Rabbeinu that he buried himself. It could be the Baal Shem Tov. The Rebbe said rather than it could be, but according to Allah, the Baal Shem Tov was buried the first day of Shmuz. They definitely didn't keep him over for the second day. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara Taka says, according to Allah, you're allowed to bury the person through a guy.
In Israel, they bury right away.
Yeah, but not Shabbos and Yom Tov.
No, not Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's why, even you can't have 2 days Yom Tov of Shabbos in Yom Kippur, because the Seder is only for Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov, Letzeirach, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to do various things. So this is also allowed. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't. But now the Gemara asks the reverse question. According to the opinion that says the reason why you can't have 2 days in a row is because of the people, he says, let it also be for the sake of vegetables. Why does he disagree with the vegetable? Let him say both reasons. Mm-hmm. He seems to say for vegetables we wouldn't make Elul 30 days. Mm-hmm. That Shabbos and Yom Tov shouldn't come out in a row. Why not? So the Gemara answers, Efshir b'chamimei. You're able to revive vegetables by putting into hot water. The Gemara says, if you take dried up vegetables and you soak them in hot water, it brings back the freshness. Mm-hmm. So this opinion says, you can't do it because of hot water. Big deal, you're afraid of the second day Yom Tov, put the vegetables into hot water. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, see if so, Maishin Oladidon, why is this only good for Bavel? The people, Ula came from Eretz Yisrael and said, we did a big favor for Bavel. Mm-hmm. What is Bavel? Eretz Yisrael, it's also the same thing. Afilu Ladidun Ami. So the Gemara says as follows. Ladidon by us, Chovel El Alma. The climate is very hot. And therefore, keeping vegetables fresh is a problem. Eretz Yisrael, where it's cooler, vegetables stay fresh for a few days. Mm-hmm. So it's not a problem for Eretz people to have fresh vegetables 2 days Yom Tov. But in Bavel, where the climate is very, very hot, so the vegetables dry out.
No, we have frigidas.
Okay. Today, obviously, there's not a problem with that, but in the olden times, they had a big problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Gemara basically finishes this Gemara, but the Gemara came to the conclusion, which is an interesting concept, that the Chacham switched the Rosh Chodesh around for the benefit of the people.
Yeah?
They're worried about vegetables.
Eating vegetables.
Okay, that people can understand a little bit. Lepel, the Gemara came to the conclusion that there is Lepel and Metzias, that Bezdin did added an extra day to a month for the benefit of the people. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. Mm-hmm. We learn in a Braisa that they didn't do such a thing. Mm-hmm. They never made an extra day in the month for the sake of people. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, Amy, it's not true. For Tanya, Rabbi Bashmul taught in the Braisa, Yochel, Kshem, Shema'ab, and it was at Shana Letzerich. Just like they added a leap month. Mm-hmm. Okay? For the people. Mm-hmm. I would think that you can add an extra day to a month, also for the purpose of the people. Talmud Leimed Gemara says no, because it says the Torah says this is the day of the month, that therefore this is the way you see the Kazerda A. When you see the moon on this side, this size, Kaddish, you have to sanctify it. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel learned to the Braisa that you can't play around with a month.
Mm-hmm. A month always 29.
No, it's either 29 or 30. When they see the Chaydish, mm-hmm. when they see the moon, that's the day of the Chaydish. The Gemara seems to say, if we want, we can add an extra day because the people are worried about vegetables.
Yeah.
Or the dead people. The Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Shmuel learned to the Braisa that an extra month in a leap year, they did do. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says of various reasons, there are many reasons why sometimes they added an extra month. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't only because the moon, sometimes it was for the benefit of the people. Sometimes it was the benefit of the people. Sometimes they even thought maybe the Kohen Gadol
that was before the calendar was set.
Yeah, this is all before the calendar was set. Even though the truth is, at this time in history, they did have the calendar, but they didn't go by it yet. They had Hillel, who was a great grandson, a grandson of the original Hillel, made a calendar. But even in the time of the Gemara, many people, like Ula was in the time of the Gemara, they still did it based on what the witnesses testified. So the Gemara is asking a question. You just got through saying that if the Beis Din saw that there was a need for the community to make Elul 30 days instead of 29, even though really it should have been, let's say, 29, because that's when they saw the moon. But Beis Din decided, you know what, we're going to push it off for a day. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Bashmul says you can only do that in a leap year by adding an extra Adar, but you can't do that then as far as a month to making 30 instead of 29. Why? Because the Torah says, Kzeirei v'kadosh. What does it mean? When the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo'i, HaChedosh Hazeh Lochem, Hazeh means Hashem pointed to it. So it says in Rashi quotes from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand exactly when is a new moon a new moon. So Hashem said, HaChedosh Hazeh, Kzeh, you see like this. When you see the moon like this, Re'ei v'kadosh, that's when you can make it holy. So the Rabbi Bar Shmuel learns in the Braisa, you see from there that this is it. If you see it, you have to make it the new day, the new month of Chedosh. Yeah. So how could the Gemara say over here they did it, added days if, whenever they wanted? Mm-hmm. So Amar Rava said, it's not a question. Kan La'abre, in Ula's case, when they did add a day, we're talking about a case when they made the month full. I'll explain in a second. Kan, the Kachi, here we're talking about sanctify it early. Meaning as follows. The Gemara's answer, you could delay it, you can't make it earlier. In other words, you can't make Rosh Chodesh earlier, but you can make Rosh Chodesh later.
Later.
Why? It's a V'hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means. Yachok Shem Shema Abinus Hashanah V'Sachedish L'Tzeirich. Just like when we add a month, or we add a day to the month, to make it a full month, we do it L'Tzeirich. So I would think, Mekachin Hashachedish L'Tzeirich, they can make Rosh Chodesh earlier. Also for need. Talmud Leimer Hashachedish Hazeh Lachem K'zerei V'Kadosh. This is the way it has to be. Meaning, it's very simple. You can't make Rosh Chodesh before you see the moon. Because the Torah says, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadosh. You have to see this to make it holy. To make Rosh Chodesh before the moon is seen, that you can't do. But if you're adding a day, Lepel, you saw the moon. You're not ignoring the moon. You saw the moon. But you're making it a day later. So then, it's okay. Then you're allowed to do it. Okay, so the Gemara's conclusion is you can make a month earlier for need, but you can make it later for need. Okay? In other words, an interesting thing, now the Gemara, this comes out in the reverse. What happens by not adding a day to Elul, Yom Kippur will be Friday or Sunday. You can't change it. You can't say, let's make Rosh Chodesh earlier.
Yeah, you can.
Then, you know, we'll gain a day. You can't do that. You can make Rosh Chodesh later, but you can't make it earlier. And again, to explain this point, Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Now, why can't Wednesday and Friday, we explained before why it can't be. Because Rosh Hashanah is Wednesday, Thursday, then Yom Kippur is Friday. You can't have Friday, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. You can't have two Shabbos in a row. Rosh Hashanah can't be Friday, because then Rosh Hashanah will be Friday and Shabbos, and Yom Kippur will be Sunday. You can't have Shabbos and Sunday Yom Kippur. Why can't Rosh Hashanah be Sunday? So it says as follows, and this is also a strange thing. If Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday, if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday,
so Yom Kippur is Tuesday.
Hashanah Rabba falls out on Shabbos. We know, to Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, then Sukkot is Thursday, Friday, Shemini Atzeres is Thursday and Friday. Hashanah Rabba is the day before. So now, if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday, Sukkot is Sunday and Monday, Shemini Atzeres is Sunday and Monday. So once Hashanah Rabba, Shabbos. If Hashanah Rabba is Shabbos, he can't do the Holy Shine a bit. You can't do the whole Hashanah of it. So the Chacham said, you know what, there can't be Sunday either. Hashanah Rabbah is so important, we can't just negate Hashanah Rabbah. So the Gemara says, you can't have Rosh Hashanah Sunday, you can't have Rosh Hashanah Wednesday, and you can't have Rosh Hashanah Friday. So based on this, Yom Kippur can never fall out Tuesday, Friday, or Sunday. These 3 days, Yom Kippur can never fall out Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. But the Gemara says, here, you can add a date to the month, L'Tzeirich, but you can't make Rosh Chodesh earlier, L'Tzeirich, because you didn't see the moon yet. And if you didn't see the moon, how can you make it holy before you see the moon? If I saw the moon, I can postpone it a day, because at least I saw the moon, and that's what I'm basing it on, but I'm adding a day. But if I don't see the moon, how can I make a day before seeing the moon? And the Gemara proves this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ma'ayim in Allah Eidim means, in English it's called, you intimidate the witnesses. Meaning you make them so crazy that they change their mind. That when the moon was seeing in its proper time, you make them crazy, la'abred, to make it full. In other words, what happens if the Bezin said, we have to add another day to Elul? But the witnesses come on the 30th morning, and they say, we saw the moon last night. Yeah? So L'Chayr, Bezin has to make that day Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. But Bezin doesn't want that day Rosh Hashanah, because of the problems. Yes. They make the witnesses so crazy, that the witnesses don't know what they're talking about anymore. They interrogated them so much, that they don't know what they're talking about, and therefore you don't go by them. But, I'm in Allah Eidim. But you can't intimidate to make the witnesses crazy. When they didn't see the moon, to say that they did see the moon. In other words, the Gemara says, sometimes you can make the witnesses crazy that if they saw the moon, you prove to them that they didn't.
You didn't see properly, right?
But you can't say that if they didn't see the moon, to convince them that they did see the moon. That you can't do. What do you see from here? That you can add a day, but you can't remove a day. If the witness saw the moon, you can't. Now the question is, Mefarshim asked, Rabbi Nachanan asked, Mefarshim asked, what do you make witnesses lie? Yeah. They saw the moon.
That's right.
Then you can say, no, I didn't see the moon. They're lying. I mean, Bezdin make them lie.
Right, that's right.
So Rabbi Nachanan asked as follows: the witnesses weren't sure. There's a big difference in halacha, because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it means the witnesses come to Bezin, they saw the moon, but they weren't sure, maybe it was a cloud, maybe, you know, you make a mistake. So they're not sure. So then you can make them crazy, because they're also not sure. But if witnesses are definite that they saw the moon, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you can't make them lie. It could be that even though they saw the moon, Bezin could say, okay, but we're not accepting the testimony yet. And they anyway would push it off. But that's the way our calendar is set up. It goes in a way that Rosh Hashanah can never be these days.
Yeah.
And certain things can't happen on certain days. Because of this whole Gemara, that you can't have Yom Kippur Friday and Sunday, you can't have Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos, you know, you can't have certain things. And it's interesting, because if you look at it, according to our calendar, like we just said, Rosh Hashanah can never be Friday. The original Rosh Hashanah, the day Adam Edition was created, this is the whole reason why we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, was Friday. Just as another interesting thing according to our calendar, Shavuos, the Gemara says everybody agrees Torah was given on Shavuos, and Shabbos, and Shabbos. According to our calendar, Shavuos can never be Shabbos. The first day Shavuos can never be Shabbos, even though the original Matan Torah was Shabbos.
Is that a phenomenon?
Because according to the system, it won't work. Then everything else will get messed up. That's why, Lamashul, in this year, and this is all part of the system, but now already it's calculated according to the calendar. It's a set system. You can make calendars now for the 3,000 years from now. You can have it all set up. Because of the... it's not the only reason, because of the systems, 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30, right? Because the new moon is really approximately 29 and a half days. approximately 29 and a half days. So therefore, how did Beis Din make it? You can't make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of a day.
Yeah,
so Beis Din basically set it up to 1 month 29, 1 month 30, 1 month 29, 1 month 30. But it's not exactly 29 and a half. It's not exactly 29, it's a little off. So therefore, Cheshvan and Kislev are months that sometimes have 29, sometimes 30. Now you can have a year that's called Kisidran, meaning it goes into the system that Tishrei is always 30, Cheshvan would have 29, and Kislev would have 30. And then Tevis is 29. So then it goes according to the order. Sometimes you can have both Cheshvan and Kislev only 29 days. This year, Cheshvan and Kislev both have 30 days. Like when we just had Rosh Chodesh Thursday and Friday, it's not always 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's 1 day, sometimes it's 2 days. This year it's a full day. Why? One of the reasons for this is, this coming year, Rosh Hashanah is going to be Shabbos and Sunday, like last year.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to take off 1 day from the calendar, make, let's say, Kislev 30 and 29 instead of 30, then Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out Friday and Shabbos. And that can't be. So you have to make both days full months, Cheshvan and Kislev, because otherwise Rosh Hashanah will be Friday and Shabbos, it can't be. So based on the system, they have to set it up in a way, the calendar is set up already, in a way that it can't be this way. So some years it's 29 and 30, some years it's 30 and 29, some years it's 29 both, sometimes it's 30 both, whatever the system is. Because you can't have Adu Rosh.
What is one year at a time?
What is that?
No. No, now? It's set already forever. There's a cycle of X amount of years.
No, when they were writing it, they sat down and they did it 1 day at a time?
Or? No, they figured this out for... You're talking about these are a billion people, I mean. I'm talking, but no, they figured it out already, a system, a 19-year cycle. For that matter, the Gemara says, Le Bedu Pesach. The first day of Pesach can never be Bedu. Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
But that's because of Adu Rosh.
That's also because, yeah, it's all connected to Rosh Hashanah, basically. Because the main thing is to do the 2 days of, Shabbos and Sunday, or Friday and Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
Yeah, because a period you could have on Shabbos, Erev and Kippur, and Shabbos.
Yeah, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was possible, the prayer was possible,
yeah,
that there was Friday and Yom Kippur, could be Friday and Sunday. Like the Rebbe asks a question, the Mefarshim asks a question. David HaMelech passed away the first day of Shavuos, also, like the Baal Shem Tov. And yet the Gemara says, Yushalmi says, and the Yushalmi says, David Meis Bat Tzedes, that David died Shavuos. And Bavli it says, David HaMelech died on Shabbos. According to Ari Cheshvan, that Shabbos can never be Shavuos. How could David HaMelech die on Shabbos and Shavuos? So the Rebbe says, very simple. Then there were no calendars. Then they did it up here and here. Completely based on the witnesses. So the witnesses, everything was possible. So it's possible David HaMelech died on Shabbos, he died on Shavuos, and it was not a problem then. Okay. Nowadays it can't be. Because nowadays it can't be because of the whole Cheshvan of what goes on.
After Erev Shishbeh, again, period, probably.
When Mashiach comes, it's going to go back, the Rambam says, to the way it was originally. But the Gemara explains, and the Mefarshim explain, that the Beis Din still figured it out every month. The Beis Din still figured it out, even though when they had the witnesses coming, Beis Din still figured it out, according to astronomy, if it was possible to see the moon or not. Because that's the whole Kiddush HaChodesh of Drama. How did he figure out the calendar? They did all these calculations. That was the tribe of Yisachar were the experts. Yedei Ha'itim, they were the experts of knowing all the calculations of the moon. Beis Din anyway figured it out. Why? Because if Beis Din figured out a calculation that it was impossible to see the moon, and the witnesses came and said they saw the moon, Beis Din knew right away they were liars. So Beis Din did it as a backup check. They didn't sanctify the moon until the Eidim come. But Beis Din figured out if it was impossible to see the moon. Sometimes Beis Din figured out it was possible to see the moon, but they still didn't see it because it was cloudy. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. If the place was cloudy, the witnesses, there was no way they could see the Levana. Mm-hmm. But if there was a system, the Bezdin figured out they couldn't see the moon. Impossible. And Bezdin, witnesses came and said they saw the moon, they knew right away they were liars. So Bezdin figured it out anyway. But they basically relied completely on the testimony of the witnesses.
How much time is between the end of the moon and the Ibur, the new moon?
It's a very small period of time. It's a very small period of time. In fact, it's interesting. We just had the discussion this past week, right before Shabbos and Shul. There was a solar eclipse, and they said somebody saw on the internet. Somebody came to Shul, saw on the internet that the solar eclipse happens exactly at the time of the birth of the moon. It happened exactly the same time, and Lechera Rosh Chodesh was a day or two later. Whatever it was. It was Wednesday, and Rosh Chodesh was Thursday and Friday. But somebody was here that knows this stuff very well. And Shmuel was explaining to them that the birth of the moon, or what we call the Meilid, is number one in Yerushalayim. When we call out the Meilid, what we did Shabbos, Mevarchim, you call it the birth of the moon, it doesn't mean the birth of the moon in California. The birth of the moon, when they see it in Eretz Yisrael. So number one, it's already 10 hours ahead of us. Or whatever. And secondly, the Meilid is not the actual birth of the moon. It's the proximate birth of the moon. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing, and he showed him, Taka, that according to the Cheshbon of Torah, the eclipse, Taka, happened exactly when the moon was born. When the birth of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It exactly happens.
The eyes, they find out that they're not right.
Yeah.
The eyes will be punished.
Right. They were able to love of the Torah, the saying false witnesses. They did have Veda of saying false witnesses.
Mm-hmm. But in
I don't know if they, in this case, the Kiddush HaChesh with the Bezdin, I don't know. If they just
disqualified. Might make a mistake too. I mean, it's not possible they will be bizarre.
Well, like this, like Rabbi Nachanano explains over there. You intimidate the witnesses, yeah? They think they saw the moon, but it happened to be a cloud that looked exactly like the moon.
Mm-hmm.
An older person was once doing Kiddush Levana in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy sees he's doing Kiddush Levana, and he looks up, he sees there's no moon. He was wondering, the person thought the light bulb, the street lamp, was the Levana. It's an older person, you know.
He didn't
realize. He looked at the lamppost, the light, and he said, oh, there's a Levana, you know.
Yeah.
There was no Levana, it was cloudy. I mean, people can make a mistake. It's not the...
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't they did it intentional,
mm-hmm.
necessarily. We're not talking about the people that made problems by Kiddush Levana, I mean, by Kiddush HaChodesh.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gemara says, Aini, it's a question. The Gemara, as you just got through saying, that they intimidate the witnesses to postpone it, but not to make it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says... Any, it's not true, because Hashalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah le Rabami, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, and the Tesis says it's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's somebody else. Sent to Ravami, have a yed, and you should know, Shekol Yom of Shal Rabbi Yechanan, all the days of Rabbi Yechanan, Hoye Malamdenu, he taught us, Ma'aymen Mala Edim, that they intimidated the witnesses, Alachedish le Nira Bismani, Lekache, that when it wasn't seen,
mm-hmm.
That even if it wasn't seen, they said it was seen. Aval pishaleiro, that even though they didn't see it, yemer oina, they should say we saw it. Back. Page chok. So the Gemara says, you just got to be saying we only intimidate the witnesses that if they saw the moon, that they didn't. But never that if they didn't see the moon, to say they saw the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Rabbi Yechanan said clearly. That they taught the witnesses many times,
mm-hmm.
that even if they didn't see the moon, to say they did see the moon.
This mamish
happens to what we just said now.
Yeah.
Abaya says no. Leikash, ha benisim b'tishrei, ha b'shayarchi. If there was a need because of Yom Tov, by Nisan and Tishrei, they made the witnesses crazy, that even if they didn't see it, to say they saw it.
Well, how would they have a witness if you didn't see it?
Huh?
A witness comes when they see the moon.
Yeah, that's right.
But have permission to see it, I mean.
Can I see that?
How could you tell me I saw it earlier?
Huh?
How could you tell me I saw it?
Before he said they wouldn't do that, if they didn't say it, make them say you saw it.
To tell somebody he didn't see properly. No, he could tell him he didn't see.
The, make a mistake.
He didn't see the right thing. He saw something, but it's not that what you have to see.
Mm.
But to tell somebody that you didn't see, you saw it,
is pretty bad.
It's very hard to understand.
Yeah. We dragged somebody off the street and told
somebody. So calling somebody, he said, "Didn't you see the moon?" No. No, but you did see the moon. Maybe. Yeah, I hear some Besden that you saw the moon. Maybe.
I then need it.
You know, by Eidus, it's interesting then, because by witnesses, there's a clear din. I mean, the Gemara says, Rambam says, Shulchan Aruch says it. What happens if Moshe Rabbeinu comes to you and says, "Listen, I saw Reuven lend Shimon $100. I saw it. I saw it happened." Moshe Rabbeinu is going to lie for sure. Not. There's no question that Reuven. Can you come to Beis Din and testify that Reuven gave Shimon $100?
Mm-hmm.
It's mamish false witnesses. Even though you heard from Moshe Rabbeinu himself that he saw it happen, yeah? But if you didn't see it happen, you can't testify. But over here, the Gemara is saying...
See, what I think, Rabbi, you know, the witnesses are already getting the hint what the Beis Din is trying to get
trying to
that.
Say.
So by saying it, they make it like you pasken, and it becomes real. They're paskening that the moon should be.
Do you know you can convince people whatever you want? If you're a good convincer, you can convince people that something existed that wasn't. By the way, Tosis brings on over here, Rashi learns, and this in the Tishrei, they made the witnesses crazy to say they saw the moon even if they didn't. And Tosis says some people learn the opposite, that all the other months they did it, but not in this in the Tishrei. Because Yom Tov, you have to know exactly when the real Yom Tov is. But the truth is, like we learned in the Gemara, Atem afil shaking matil mezidim. The Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah, that when it says, Eile meredei Hashem, mikroi kodesh, shetikru eisam b'mei adam, these are the Yom Tovim, that you should call them in the proper time. And the word Eisam normally is spelled Alev Vav Saf Mem. And in the Chumash, in the Sefer Torah, there's no Vav. So the Gemara reads it, not Eisam, but Atem. Asher Tikru Atem. Atem afilu Shegigin, afilu Mazidim, afilu Mutoim. Even if Bezda made a mistake. And they realize they made a mistake. But they already proclaimed the day Rosh Chodesh. That's what it stays. It's a mistake. Doesn't matter. Bez didn't control it. And we explained this, an interesting thing. When we learn Agada, we always explain this. On Shabbos Kiddush, or Shabbos Davening, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. You don't say Yisrael. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael VaHashabbos. You say Mekadosh HaShabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Yom Tov, both in Davening and in Kiddush, how do you finish the Baruch? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael VaHazmanim. And even if you say it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos VYisrael VaHazmanim. Like by Shabbos, there's nothing to do with the Yisrael. And Zmanim, Yom Tov has to do with Yisrael. So this is the explanation of the davening. Shabbos has nothing to do with Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't make Shabbos. The seventh day of the week is Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's because the expression in Chazal, Shabbos is Mekadosh VaKayma. Shabbos is self-holy. You don't need Beis Din to make Shabbos holy. Beis Din can't make Thursday Shabbos. It's not up to Beis Din. Yom Tov is up to Beis Din. When the 15th of the month of Nisan Tishri is Pesach or Sukkis, that's up to Beis Din when Beis Din made Aleph Tishri or Aleph Nisan. And even if Beis Din decided for, like we're learning in the Gemara, they extended a day, they took off a day, Beis Din has a right to do it. What do you mean Beis Din has a right to do it? It's not. Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow, not today. How could Beis Din make today Rosh Chodesh? Beis Din has the koyach to do it. The Torah gave Beis Din the koyach to do it. Like we said, the Gemara says that the Malachim come to Hashem before Rosh Hashanah, and they say, "No, when's the judgment day?" You know, the Malachim have to know, the good Malachim, the bad Malachim, the Satan, when to come. Hashem says, "I don't know." When Beis Din makes Rosh Hashanah, that's when we'll come. It's not up to us, it's up to Beis Din. So in Davening we say, by Zmanim, it's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Because who makes the Zmanim? The Yid make the Zmanim. Shabbos has nothing to do with the Jews. Shabbos has come straight from Hashem.
Okay. Isn't Machlokes that Shabbos is really Shabbos now?
No, the only Machlokes is in places like Hawaii, not here. Here there's no Machlokes. The Machlokes is, where is the international dateline? There's a big, big machlaikis, and there's not only two opinions. It's like everything in the million opinions. Where is the date line actually? There are opinions that hold the international date and goes right to Israel. There are opinions that hold it goes on this side of Hawaii. Some people hold it goes on that side of the Hawaii. Okay? So, there were a lot of misnagdish sheposkim, because the chassidish sheposkim hold not like that, but a lot of misnagdish sheposkim paskim, you're not allowed to live in Hawaii. You're not allowed to live in Hawaii.
Why?
You're not allowed to be in Hawaii for Shabbos. Because of the suffix, which day is Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
So how can you live in Hawaii? You don't know if you're Mechal Shabbos, not Mechal Shabbos. You can't have 2 days Shabbos. So what do you do? So they pass you out of Hawaii. And this was very relevant after the war, when the people coming from Shanghai, you should know that, people coming from the war, and this direction, a lot of people ended up in places where it's questionable with the dateline. But the Friedrich Rebbe passed that Hawaii goes like Hawaii. In other words, like in Hawaii, the day of Saturday, when it's Saturday in Hawaii, that's the day of Shabbos. That's
the day of... It's a long day. Yes. Well, you can do it in Russia also, same problem.
They knew which day was Shabbos. It was just either a very long Shabbos or a very short Shabbos.
Yeah, but in Russia also, same place.
Yeah, but Hawaii, they didn't know which day, which is Shabbos, which is Sunday. Is it Shabbos or is it Sunday? Just because Hawaii says it's Saturday, according to other people, it was Sunday. Or Friday, I don't know which way it went. So that was the
shock. According to the calendar with them.
There are poskim that hold, if the international dateline, according to Halacha, goes through Hawaii or on this side of Hawaii, then even though Hawaii says it's Saturday, it's really not Saturday, it's still Sunday or Friday. And then you have a problem what to do with Shabbos. But here in America, there's no question, basically.
How is it that even the Goyim holds that today is Sunday and tomorrow is Monday?
No.
Welcome to the moon.
Why not?
I know, but I mean, these 3,000 years, they never had any mistake.
They never made a mistake?
Yeah?
No.
More than 3,000 years?
No.
5,000
from the beginning.
The only shaila is the whole gemara, the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if somebody is lost in a forest, a midbar, and he forgot which day is Shabbos? What does he do?
You make your own Shabbos.
So you have to make your own Shabbos. You count 6 days in the 7 day of Shabbos, but that's also just not to forget the concept of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of halachas, which day you could do malacha, which day you can't do malacha. So if you remember which day you left, you know for sure that's not Shabbos. But the other days might be Shabbos. It's a whole thing in Halacha. It's not so simple.
Yeah, but the whole concept of 7 days started with the Jews. They didn't have 7 days.
No, sure they didn't. 7 days
by creation.
Even the Goyim had it.
Yeah, even the Goyim had it?
Sure.
They didn't rest.
I heard that they had it.
They didn't rest, but still they knew which were they, Sunday, Monday, They had it. I don't think it began Dafka with Jews, with Shabbos.
I heard that they started with 10 days of the week before. They didn't have 7 days.
That was in Russia.
The 10 days?
They wanted to change. Submission Yiddishkeit, so they changed the calendars, the communism.
Yeah? But that wasn't...
They made the week 10 days instead of 7
Then everybody should get mixed up on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never heard. Let's put it. I never heard because Lachedif in the beginning of creation, it started.
Right.
It's
hard to know.